TKO in the fifth round. Ferguson hung tough.
King of cringe, and he is retired now.
It's the Barnsdall graduation ceremony 2020. On AM 1500, FM 99.1, Sports Talk KPGM. Brought to you by Uptown Pizza, Kelly's Trucks and More, Barnsdall Nursing Home, B&B Lumber and Hardware, Barnsdall Chamber of Commerce, Barnsdall Assembly of God, and Holden Septic Service. And now, for the Barnsdall Senior Graduation Ceremony, Class of 2020. On AM 1500, FM 99.1, Sports Talk KPGM.
And it has turned out to be a beautiful evening for a graduation here in Barnsdall. Of course, things have been a bit unusual this year, but hadn't stopped Barnsdall from going ahead with a bit of an unusual graduation. But it's going to be a great one. It's going to be a parade. Got the cars lined up all the way throughout the streets of Barnsdall. Of course, got about 15 minutes till we're going to go ahead and get things started. So if you're in the Barnsdall area, surrounding communities, go ahead and come on out, check things out, cheer these seniors on for a job well done over the last several years of hard work and excellence. Again, downtown Barnsdall is going to be a little bit of an untraditional graduation. It's going to be a parade. They're going to come down and get their certificates of diplomas. It's going to be a lot of fun. Beautiful evening for it. We're supposed to do a little bit of rain showers, but that has since cleared off throughout the day. It's going to be a lot of fun. Once again, Barnsdall High School graduation, 99th annual commencement, actually, downtown Barnsdall this evening. Going to have valedictorian addresses by Jessica Green, along with Kendall LaFleur, Jade Mackey, and Chance McGill. Also going to have the class roll call by, of course, high school principal Sarah Bryant. Going to have a presentation of diplomas by Carl Kelly. Of course, he's the board president. And the confirmation of graduates by the aforementioned Sarah Bryant as well. I have to give shout-outs to class president Cash Perrier, right along with Vice President Jessica Noel Green, Secretary Allison May Maker, and of course Student Council Representative Emma Page Gallagher, and Student Council President Chance McGill, and then Student Council Representative Jaden Tyler Mackey. Of course, there are 38 seniors representing this Barnsdall High School graduation this year. Class colors, white and gold, along with a class flower, gold rose. Class motto, take chances, make mistakes, and get messy. That is by Ms. Frizzle. Class song is 17 by Cross Canadian Ragweed. Class sponsors this year include Janice Javine and Bobby McGill. Honor ushers are Nicole Marullo and Haley Tarwater. Board of Education includes Carl Kelly. He is the president. Jimmy Hatfield is the vice president. Linda Kelly is the clerk. Billy Moles is a member, along with Jimmy Yarber as well. Once again, we are downtown Barnsdall. Come on out if you're in the area, surrounding community. Cheer these kids on for a job well done. This is the 99th annual commencement for the Barnsdall class this year. I have to go ahead and say thank you to our sponsors, that being Uptown Pizza, along with Kelly's Trucks and More, Barnsdall Nursing Home, B&B Lumber and Hardware, Barnsdall Chamber of Commerce, Barnsdall Assembly of God, and Holden Septic Service. Go ahead and take a quick commercial break. Of course, you are listening to Sports Talk KPGM AM 1500 FM 99.1. Go ahead and take a quick commercial break and come back and get things started with the graduation.
Uptown Pizza in Barnsdall will quench your desire for great pizza just like you like it. But it doesn't stop at pizza. Pasta, baked potatoes, subs, and barbecue. You can call in and pick it up at their drive-thru or set a spell and enjoy the fresh air dining at their outdoor tables. Whatever and wherever you choose, Mike and Cheryl at Uptown Pizza in Barnsdall is waiting for your call. Call Uptown Pizza today for the best food you'll sink your teeth in. Call 918-847-3711.
Choosing a nursing home where you know your loved one is getting the love and care they need can be a real problem. That's where Barnsdall Nursing Home, a skilled nursing home facility, comes in. They include their residents and families in their care planning process and take pride in having registered and licensed practical nurses, a facility for your recuperating stay after surgery, and provide rehabilitation therapy. Committed to excellence in care with certified nurses' aides and medication aides and staff, that's Barnsdall Nursing Home, 411 South Chestnut in Barnsdall.
B&B Lumber and Hardware in Barnstall is rolling out their new custom CNC plasma cutter for custom metal art. Bring in your ideas for design and B&B Lumber will make it happen. Metal art for signs, gates, and entryways. B&B Lumber is also stocked with paint supplies, hardware, hand tools, garden tools, guns, and ammo. Have a special order? Just call Art or Clydette and stop by. They'll make sure your job just got easier. B&B Lumber and Hardware in Barnstall. 918-847-2602.
The Barnstall Chamber of Commerce partners with the businesses in Barnstall, reaching out for development and economic growth to engage, build, and thrive for a better Barnstall. The Barnstall Chamber of Commerce fully supports the Barnstall High School of their academics and activities. Congratulations to the graduating senior class of 2020 and best wishes for a bright and prosperous future from your Barnstall Chamber of Commerce.
Being on a septic system does not have to mean major sewage issues. What it does mean is the necessity for someone dependable to be there when you call. That call should be to Holden Septic Services. Serving 24/7 the areas of Osage and Washington counties, they service standard or aerobic septic systems, RV tanks, porta potties, and other events. No need for the backup or sewage odors. Keep your septic healthy and clean. Call Holden Septic Services. Call 918-401-0752.
Barnstall Assembly of God holds true to their mission of faith in loving God, each other, and their community, making sure they touch lives in and around Barnstall, showing their faith-filled love for one another and being involved in the community, reaches deep in the hearts of selflessness. Pastor Jason Byers invites you to worship with them every Sunday morning at 10:30. Nursery provided, strong children's church, and a vibrant praise and worship team. Located at 120 North 3rd Street in Barnstall. Congratulations to the Barnstall Senior Class of 2020.
When you are looking for good used trucks, you want quality and durability. That's when you look to Johnny Kelly with Kelly's Trucks and More in Barnstall. They are your source for used trucks, ranch hands, bumpers, and more. Give Johnny a call today and let him put you in the driver's seat of your next truck. Exactly what you need to get your next job done with efficiency. Kelly's Trucks and More in Barnstall. Call 918-697-2741. That's 697-2741.
And welcome back to Barnstall, downtown Barnstall, for the 2020 graduation 99th annual commencement address getting ready to take place here in about 5 minutes or so. Not your traditional graduation, as this is a, I guess you might say, commencement parade. The streets are lined out. Again, going to be starting up in about 5 minutes. Starting to see the cars get lined up downtown. Still time to come on out, though, and show your support for some of the graduates if you would like to here in the surrounding area. A lot of people lined up right now, though, so it's going to be a lot of fun. It's going to be a very good time. I see a few signs and a balloon. I'll see one right now for a few people. Again, 38 seniors in this year's class of the Barnstall graduating class, but I see one sign for Trinity Ashley McGee over here to my left, so congratulations to her, along with all other 38 seniors for this class of 2020. It's going to be a lot of fun, this thing getting ready to get ramped up here in about 5 minutes, as I just said, but a beautiful evening. It was 64 degrees, as I just checked a few seconds ago. Cloudy skies, but earlier today we were thinking it was going to rain. Not so much of that at all, as it turned out to be a cloudy day, just beautiful skies. And I want to give a shout-out one more time to our sponsors, of course, Uptown Pizza, Kelly's Trucks and More, Barnstall Nursing Home, B&B Lumber and Hardware, Barnstall Chamber of Commerce, along with Barnstall Assembly of God, and Holden's Septic Service. Go ahead and just give one last rundown of what we've got going on for this evening's festivities. Of course, going to have valedictorian addresses by Jessica Green, along with Kendall LaFleur, Jade Mackey, and Chance McGill. Then we're going to have the class roll call from Cyra Bryant, of course, the high school principal. Presentation to diplomas from Carl Kelly, of course, he is the board president, and Cyra Bryant, high school principal, is going to give confirmation of graduates. Again, congratulations to the class president, that is Cash Perrier, Jessica Noel Green, that is the class vice president, of course, Secretary Allison May Marker, Student Council Representative Emma Page Gallagher, Student Council Representative Jaden Tyler Mackey, and Student Council President Chance McGill. Of course, we're going to get this thing started here in a little bit with the program. Going to be a welcome by a high school principal. Also going to have a prayer to get things going as well. Just one last time, if in case you missed it, class motto, take chances, make mistakes, and get messy. Class song 17 by Cross Canadian Ragweed. course, the class flower, the golden rose, class colors, of course, white and gold for the Barnesdall Panthers. The class sponsors include Janice Javon and Bobby McGill, and the honor ushers this year on the Cole Marullo and Haley Tarwater. Well, you're listening to Sports Talk KPGM AM 1500, FM 99.1. Turned out to be a little bit of a cloudy day, but we were thinking earlier on it was possibly going to be a little bit of rain showers for this 99th annual commencement address for the Barnesdall class of 2020. So, again, getting ready to get things going. Got a few minutes to come on out and congratulate this class. A little bit of an unusual year, but it's going to be a lot of fun. Barnesdall's in a great way to honor these graduates. So come on out, get a little bit of time to do so. Or if you don't want to, just feel free to stay tuned to your favorite sports talk station and KPGM AM 1500 FM 99.1. Go ahead and take another quick two-minute timeout and be back to get this graduation started right here.
Uptown Pizza in Barnstall will quench your desire for great pizza just like you like it. But it doesn't stop at pizza. Pasta, baked potatoes, subs, and barbecue. You can call in and pick it up at their drive-thru or set a spell and enjoy the fresh air dining at their outdoor tables. Whatever and wherever you choose, Mike and Cheryl at Uptown Pizza in Barnstall is waiting for your call. Call Uptown Pizza today for the best food you'll sink your teeth in. Call 918-847-3711.
Choosing a nursing home where you know your loved one is getting the love and care they need can be a real problem. That's where Barnstall Nursing Home, a skilled nursing home facility, comes in. They include their residents and families in their care planning process and take pride in having registered and licensed practical nurses, a facility for your recuperating stay after surgery, and provide rehabilitation therapy. Committed to excellence in care with certified nurses' aides and medication aides and staff, that's Barnstall Nursing Home, 411 South Chestnut in Barnstall.
B&B Lumber and Hardware in Barnstall is rolling out their new custom CNC plasma cutter for custom metal art. Bring in your ideas for design and B&B Lumber will make it happen. Metal art for signs, gates, and entryways. B&B Lumber is also stocked with paint supplies, hardware, hand tools, garden tools, guns, and ammo. Have a special order? Just call Art or Clydette and stop by. They'll make sure your job just got easier. B&B Lumber and Hardware in Barnstall. 918-847-2602.
The Barnstall Chamber of Commerce partners with the businesses in Barnstall, reaching out for development and economic growth to engage, build, and thrive for a better Barnstall. The Barnstall Chamber of Commerce fully supports the Barnstall High School of their academics and activities. Congratulations to the graduating senior class of 2020 and best wishes for a bright and prosperous future from your Barnstall Chamber of Commerce.
And welcome back to downtown Barnesdale, where we're getting ready to, get this graduation started in a matter of minutes. Downtown Barnstall is quite packed right now. Got plenty of people tailgating, getting ready for this graduation to honor the 2020 class, 99th annual commencement. Once again, not your traditional commencement, as we're going to have a graduation parade, but I think it's pretty commendable by the class of 2020 not letting this, I guess you might say, COVID-19 get in the way of going ahead and doing a graduation announcement, as it's going to be a very good time this evening. Of course, we've got other graduations on our sister stations coming up over the next month or so, but Barnesdall getting things kicked off as they rightly should be doing. They've had a great year, the seniors of Barnesdall not letting things get in the way. And so congratulations to all those, and best of luck as well. Again, the 99th annual commencement right here in downtown Barnesdall, getting ready to get kicked off here in a matter of minutes. Valedictorians, again, Jessica Green, along with Kendall LaFleur, Jaden Mackey, and Chance McGill. We're going to be hearing from all of those. But I believe right now we're going to go ahead and get things started, as the temperature outside is 64 degrees and the time is 7:24. And, of course, we do have cloudy skies, but the clouds are just great. As we were thinking it was going to be rain earlier today, but can't complain one bit as we are getting ready to get this address started right here on Sports Talk KPGM AM 1500 FM 99.1.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. We are going to open up this graduation parade with a prayer. Would you bow your head and hearts with me? Lord Jesus, we thank you for this night. We thank you for holding off the weather so that it didn't rain on us and our graduates. We thank you, Lord, for loving each of these graduates today. Lord, I pray that you bless them and all of their future plans. I pray that you bless their families, Lord. And I pray that you bless this little town for coming together like we did tonight to celebrate the Barnstall High School 2020 seniors. Be with us, Lord, I pray in Jesus' name. And everybody said, amen.
Good evening. Last year for graduation, as we were planning, we really were not sure where we were going to have graduation. We had construction. We had a lot of rain. We did not have a building. This year, we've wondered how. How are we going to do graduation? And our teachers, our sponsors have been ever flexible to come up with a great idea for our students just to honor them. And it's bittersweet in that we hate that these students didn't get to finish the last 6 weeks of their senior year, and we can list again and again the things that they missed. But when we look around and we see the love of our families and our communities, it makes it a little easier to tolerate. So thank you so much for coming out for this event. We're going to go ahead and get started with the valedictorian speeches. Jessica Green is our first valedictorian.
Hello, everyone. Thank you for joining me today in celebrating the BHS Class of 2020. All of us are immensely grateful for your love and support, not just through these last few weeks of graduation festivities, but through all 14 years that led up to this moment. I would like to say thank you to the faculty and teachers at Barnstall Public Schools for guiding and teaching us for so many years. Janice and Bobby, thank you especially for taking care of our class and putting up with our antics and strange humor. I wouldn't be up here without all of you or my family, my mom, sister, aunts, uncles, cousins, and grandparents, who have loved and supported me no matter what for 18 years. I can't thank you all enough. Most importantly, I want to thank God. I can honestly say what I doubt that I would be giving this speech to you today without him. When I felt like giving up or that I was insignificant, he reminded me of his love and who I am in him and gave me strength to carry on. My classmates, though I'm sure you have heard it many times at this point, I want to tell each of you that I am so proud of you. You have worked hard for this moment and deserve it. I cherish the memories I have made with you no matter if we've known each other since Ms. Canavan's pre-K class or if I just met you this year. I am so grateful for each of you, and I want you to know you have impacted me greatly and I love you. After tonight, we will be going our separate ways and starting on the most daunting yet exciting chapter yet. So I wanted to leave you with some things I've learned while I still can. First, there is no definite measure of success. We each create our own concept of success that is unlike anyone else's. Do not compare your wins and losses to others because they may be striving for a different goal. Focus on your goal and what you view as success rather than how someone else does. Second, mistakes are inevitable. Don't dwell on them. Learn from them instead. Time travel, unfortunately, isn't an option, and we cannot go back to erase those mishaps. What you do have the ability to do is to accept that you were wrong and try to do better next time. Your past mistakes do not define you. How you change them because of them does. Third, there will always be those who tell you that your dreams are too ambitious or simply impossible, but those are just opinions, not facts. Do not let them tear you down and make you believe that you can't do it because you can. In the end, it is your life, and you have to live with the decisions you do or do not make, so why decide to live by others' limitations? Finally, just be kind. This world is filled with hatred and anger, and we are going to be exposed to it even more after today. We will all have our struggles and trials, and we may often misunderstand each other, so do your best to be kind to people every day because you don't know what may be going on behind the scenes. As one part of our lives comes to an end, and our new journey is laid before us, we look back on the wonderful memories and lessons that have shaped us into young adults ready to take on the world. As we begin this new chapter, remember that life is fleeting and uncertain, so make mistakes, learn new things, explore new places, make friends, follow your dreams, and love others. Thank you.
Our next valedictorian is Kendall LaFleur.
This is Kim LaFleur. Thank you for tuning in to my valedictorian speech for the class of 2020. To my fellow seniors, faculty, and friends, as I was getting ready this morning, it hit me that today is the day. Today is the day I was supposed to walk across the stage with the class of 2020 and cherish the final moments of receiving my diploma. From the near time of the pandemic, for the safety of you, for me, and for everyone, we've taken a different route. This is hard for us. Since even though we are not going to experience the traditional ways of graduation, we have made history. What a bittersweet occasion this is. I'm so excited and happy to be graduating, yet so sad because our year didn't go as planned. We had so many events canceled, not only our classroom setting, but the all-sports banquet, the prom, and now the conference. For me, it was heartbreaking to find out I was not going to be able to finish my senior year of slow-pitch softball. Not only affects me, but it affects all seniors and spring sports. And what about our senior trip, our senior skip days, and our senior day activities? What fun we will miss not being able to teach the underclassmen with our fun mementos that day. On the bright side, the school is celebrating a slow-pitch graduation parade. And I truly thank of any class that deserves a parade, well, guess what? It is us, the class of 2020. Maybe we will be the class that starts a new tradition at BHS. I've attended school in Barnesville my whole life, and it is truly an honor to be speaking today to my classmates, many who I've met my whole life. We will never forget the incredible times we have spent together at Barnesville High School, brainstorming the ideas for homecoming week, finding rides out to all the football games, playing sports, and participating in various competitions, knowing our lives for the spirit's sake at pep rallies, and studying our hardest for the test the period before. We have grown over the years from nervous seventh graders to mature seniors, well, for the most part. We are young adults now, learning to face the world and whatever it may throw at us. Some will go into the workforce, many of us will continue our education as college students. Wow. In a few short months, many of us will begin the new and somewhat intimidating chapters in our lives. I firmly believe with our experience here at Barnesville High School, it's going to have prepared us better. Not only did we learn how to write papers at the last minute and still manage to get a good grade, and how to battle senioritis, but we also learned to soak up as much knowledge as we can, to get involved in our favorite sports, and to cherish every memory from here at BHS. As I was preparing this week, I thought about the best advice I could give you. Today is the beginning down a new road in life, with challenges and opportunities unknown. As the journey opens this new road, don't lose sight of faith. It is only a weapon you have against fear, the greatest obstacle to success. Remember that you are unique with special qualities all on your own. Stand firm in your personal values and follow your dreams and highest aspirations. Listen to God and follow your heart, for it is your heart and obedience in God that will lead you to lifelong happiness and success. A happy life is a successful life, no matter what job you hold or how much money you make. Have fun and don't take work too seriously. Most importantly, keep pushing yourself after COVID-19. Wherever you go, have a joyful spirit. Explore everything in life that has to offer. Treasure those around you. Love the place where you're at and golf every breath of air with purpose of becoming someone better than you are today. Class of 2020, good luck. God bless. Congratulations. We did it.
Next, we have Jaden Mackey.
Just when you think you have forever, life steps in. Take COVID-19 for example. 2020 seniors were dreading spring break cleaning, or for athletes, practice. Each and every one of us was looking forward to a peaceful break from senior year. Within days, an outbreak across the globe became a national pandemic. Now, I won't go talking about that because that's all I've heard for 2 months, and my head might pop like it does around semester tests. However, I will talk about adversity. As most of my teammates and family know, adversity is the only thing that ever had the ability to push me to success. Any graduating senior will probably attest to the fact that they wish they had more time, but they probably are not going to say because of class. Most kids miss athletics, while others regret not studying or listening to their biology teacher telling them by failing to prepare, you're preparing to fail. Thanks, Coach Gann. Class of 2020. Our great-grandparents spent their senior year fighting in World War II, and with 21st century technology, we have the privilege to watch some of those heroes graduate high school for the first time. Some people believe we should not mourn the loss of this time. Rather, people
prepare for the future. This adversity has the ability to bring out a drive for us to become collegiate athletes, veterans, cosmetologists, firefighters, and so much more. Now back on a personal level, I'd like to say, I don't think I'd be here without my team. This includes both my softball and basketball girls. I used to walk the halls as that new girl or the new toy, as Jessica called Bella in Twilight. I ate lunch alone, I battled the high school drama with boys and the unknown of who was going to receive homecoming queen. Yet, not a single day went by when Coach Gann didn't take 10 seconds to tell me the funniest yet most inspirational piece of advice an unstable, hormonal, adult-ready teen could ever hear. Overcome your raisin. There are many ways to interpret those three words, but always fight the good fight. After each game, someone from the crowd made it their task to encourage me and congratulate me. They made me feel valued when I would walk in, no makeup, baggy sweats, and absolutely exhausted. Big Mom would give me a hug and a Pop-Tart when I needed a break from class, or to just talk, and Miss Bryant was my anchor. There wasn't an obstacle in the world that stopped this town from helping me or anyone else in need. Most importantly, throughout the years, you'll find yourself sitting at home realizing you're more than likely never going to see the majority of the kids and adults that you're used to seeing on a daily basis. So to the underclassmen who are listening, don't waste your time sweating over the small things. Adversity, as hard as it is, will always be a way of life. From learning that your attitude is incredibly horrible, being taken out of play due to an ACL surgery junior year, and then losing the opportunity to play one last game due to a nationwide pandemic. Adversity comes in many forms, but these obstacles in life did not define us. It's how we choose to accept, overcome, and adjust, then move forward that defines us. Here's my advice. Take the ACT as many times as you can. Study for that small quiz on Thursday. Set and then achieve minor goals as those lead to larger goals. It's through adversity that you learn you are the only person who can affect your success and failures. I choose not to communicate with my friends during lunch, especially that small break that we had in between classes. I took that 30 minutes each day to prepare myself, my attitude, and my mindset for the remainder of the day. Sometimes I still ended up in class confused and still, my teachers and my friends were there every step of the way. It's okay to be different, and it's okay to end up relying on others to help you get through the day. High school is not easy. As much as everyone likes to believe differently, this was one of the most difficult tasks for me. The relationships you make with your classmates, friends, teammates, and even with the warden, or in my case, a safe haven, and a listening ear, are going to be your guide through high school. Now, despite every loss on the field, court, or track, every failed test or emotional day, we are here, and we did it. Nothing will stop us from chasing the stars. Now, I'll finish with this. Alone we can do so little, together we can do so much, by Helen Keller. I want to thank, first and foremost, Criminal Minds and Grey's Anatomy for helping me through my sanity. Most importantly, Ms. Bryant, Coach Gann, and my senior sponsors, Ms. Bobby and Mrs. Javine, for their hard work and dedication to making this day a possibility and being there when I needed them most. Congratulations, Class of 2020.
And last but not least, valedictorian Chance McGill.
I'll never forget the time that the FFA officer at the community service of Claude Rosendale, and he outworked every single one of us. I'll never forget the time a tornado was headed straight for Barstow, and Jason Byers was risking his own life to blow the siren to keep the rest of us safe. I'll never forget all the countless nights that dozens of people showed up at the football field to paint for the next day's game. I'll never forget the feeling of looking into the stands and knowing three-quarters of the people sitting up there, and I'll never forget all the hard-working people that made my high school experience memorable. How blessed are we to live in a community that supports their school as much as Barnstall does. I've been extremely fortunate to grow up in a community full of leaders, philanthropists, and people who are willing to do whatever it takes to make others successful without expecting any reward in return. Claude Rosendale has been a pillar of our community by teaching us what it means to be passionate and worldly-minded. I've never met a man with as much spirit and natural work ethic. This community runs off of all the behind-the-scenes work that Claude, the members of the Chamber of Commerce, and countless others have put in. High school has been some of the greatest years of my life so far. It's allowed me the opportunity to be molded into something great. Coach Sweeney, Coach Gann, and the rest of the coaches have been major guides for me throughout this journey. They led by example, from showing up at 6 a.m. for workouts, to running with us, to supporting us outside of the athletic world. Without the example set by these men, the senior class of 2020 would be a lot less driven and a lot less motivated for greatness after they graduate. I've had a lot of crazy ideas throughout high school. No, skipping the last 2 months of my senior year wasn't one of them, but with every single crazy idea that I've had an amazing support group ready to step in and push me towards my goals every single time. Ms. Bryant and Mr. Lay have taught me to never give up on my dreams, to always go for my crazy ideas, and to keep my head held high under all circumstances. Without God, none of this would be possible. My mommy taught me one of the biggest lessons that I never knew I needed, and that is how to go to God in all circumstances and to trust in His plan for my life. My Aunt Dana and my grandma capitalized on this lesson after my mommy passed on and took me to church with them every Sunday for the majority of my teenage years. Throughout my life, my brother Ethan has been my role model on how to live a holy life in an unholy world. The exemplary spiritual guidance of Father Sean Donovan has changed my life in ways that are far greater than I could have ever imagined possible. Because of all these amazing people, I've learned that being rich is not in how much money you have, how much property you own, or how much food you have on your table. It is about sharing your life with those around you, living a life to the fullest, and being the best that you can be so that the world is a better place simply because you are in it. I'm a firm believer that everything happens for a reason. I did not know my ag teacher, Mr. Goodwin, a year ago, but throughout this year, he has developed more leaders and respectful people than I could have ever dreamed through the Barstool FFA program. Beth and Tyler Mayfield, the Howells, the Yates, the Schillenbergers, the Kellys, the Wallings, and countless others have made the ag program not only successful, but prolific for the benefit of our students and staff. Because of their hard work and determination, the FFA program has successfully made students into leaders and entrepreneurs. This is all due to the efforts of the individuals making it happen behind the scenes. These people have taught me that it is not about the glory, the recognition, or the awards. It is about being good, caring, and selfless in all that you do. For all those who have shaped my life by your examples of generosity, philanthropy, and servitude, I thank you from the bottom of my heart. Mom and Dad, you have taught me what it means to be kind-hearted, efficacious, and humble. I've never gone hungry. I've never been homeless. I have never not had clothes on my back and shoes on my feet, and for that, I am extremely grateful. You guys have been at every single one of my events, announcing gigs, performances, games, matches, speaking endeavors, and political campaigns. You have taught me to be reliable, trustworthy, and respectful in all circumstances. If I can be half the person that either of you are, then I will be wildly successful and overwhelmingly joyful in my life. To the senior class of 2020, I'd like to leave you with this advice from Bo Bennett. Success is not in what you have, but in who you are. So in a world full of people, be you, be amazing, and never be afraid to change the world. Thank you.
All of those speeches were pre-recorded. I'm sure you knew that. But they will be available online, I think, on the high school Facebook page. So if you'd like to watch that again or if you missed part of it, those students did a really good job. I want to thank our local police department for reaching out to whoever they needed to make sure that we had enough people to be able to block Highway 11 so that we could have this parade today. I want to thank the local fire departments for contributing a truck, because what is a parade without a fire truck? Our first student vehicle has our honor ushers. These are two juniors with the highest GPA in the junior class. These junior girls, Nicole Marullo and Haley Tarwater, both have a GPA over a 4.0.
Joseph Whitmer Chloe Green is involved in National Honor Society as the president. She is a senior class vice president. She's a member of SCCLA, student council, and a library aide for Miss Lode. Her awards include the American Heritage Bank Scholarship for $2,750 and a $2,000 Pottawatomie Undergraduate Scholarship. Her plans after graduation are to move to Boston and attend at Northeastern University to become an environmental scientist. Kendall LeFleur is involved in National Honor Society, softball, basketball, SCCLA, JOM, and is a member of Gunsaw First Christian Church. Her awards include an $8,000 Osage Nation Higher Education Scholarship and the Oklahoma State Regents for Higher Education Tuition Scholarship. Her plans after graduation are to attend Connor State College and pursue a degree in fish and wildlife biology. Jaden Mackey is involved in National Honor Society as an officer, basketball captain, softball, basketball, cheer, track, NHS, student council, and SCA. Her awards include the post 9/11 GI Bill for $100,000. Jaden has honorably enlisted in the United States Army and eventually would like to go to college and have a career in criminal justice, logistics, or accounting. Thank you. Chance McGill is involved in student council as the student body president. He is Barnsdall's FFA president, Osage County 4-H president, the Diocese of Tulsa Youth Senate president. He is on the State Superintendent's Leadership Council. He is involved in NHS, football, track, and announcing. His awards include a $100,000 Tulsa University Academic Scholarship, $10,000 Oklahoma State Academic Opportunity Award, $10,000 for Oklahoma State Horace and Norma Cleveland President's Distinguished Scholarship, $3,000 Oklahoma State Gravel Scholarship, $1,000 Oklahoma State Alumni Chapter Scholarship, $1,000 Oklahoma State Washington County Alumni Association Annual Scholarship, $1,000 from Oklahoma State Joseph Fleming Memorial Freshman Scholarship, $2,500 from Oklahoma State Cavalry Emergency Grant, $1,500 from the Organization of Rural Oklahoma Schools Northeastern Quadrant Scholarship, $700 from Rural Chambers Memorial Scholarship, $750 from Redditors Valley Electric Cooperative SA Scholarship, and the $250 American Red Cross Scholarship. His plans after graduation are to go to Oklahoma State University in the fall to double major in agribusiness and agricultural communications, to become a news anchor, a marketing executive, or a worldwide communications leader. David Billy Adams. David is involved in FFA, and his awards include the Principal's AB Honor Roll. His plans after graduation are to go to college and become a marine biologist or an architect. Jessica Louise Adams is involved in concurrent classes at Tulsa Community College. Her plans after graduation are to graduate from OSU with an art degree and become a game artist for Sega. Thank you. Reverend Jeffrey Armstrong. Ashton is involved in FFA as an officer in football, wrestling, and archery. Ashton has made the noble decision to enlist in the United States Marine Corps and will be deploying for boot camp soon. He hopes to eventually become a bomb technician for the Oklahoma State Troopers. Baker. Allie is involved in Miss Rodeo Oklahoma team for 2019, cheers, MHS, MTHS, and choir. Her awards include the principal's AD honor roll. Her plans after graduation are to attend Clary Sage Barbering School, to continue working at Alta in the salon, to go to college in the spring of 2021, and eventually open her own salon. Dakota Jameson Billingsley. Dakota is involved in National Honor Society, varsity baseball, and basketball. His plans after graduation are to attend college at Tulsa Community College and become a physical therapist assistant. Blodgett. Lily is involved in National Honor Society, Girls State, Varsity Cheer, FFA, Students Standing Strong, and Track and Field. Her plans after graduation are to attend the University of Central Oklahoma and major in funeral services. Joanna is involved in cheer and 4-H, and her awards include a $750 for 4 years Rogers State Academic Scholarship and Oklahoma State Regents for Higher Education Tuition Scholarship. Her plans after graduation are attending Rogers State University this fall to get her degree in Business Administration, Entrepreneurship, and Accounting. Austin Catlin. Trey is involved in football and guitar, and his plans after graduation are to own his own business. Joseph Ronald Cole. Joseph is involved in SCCLA, FFA, football, wrestling, and baseball. His awards include an academic and football scholarship totaling $26,000. His plans after graduation are attending Southwestern College in Kansas to play football this fall. Emma Paige Gallagher. Emma is involved in cheer as the 2019-20 captain and girls basketball manager. Her awards include a $10,000 scholarship and a $7,000 academic scholarship. Her plans after graduation are to cheer at Southwestern College in Kansas and pursue a career in athletic training. Tristan Lee Hogue. Tristan is involved in the welding program at Tri-County Tech. His plans after graduation are to pursue a career with Northern Pipeline as a welder. Edward Howell. Britton is involved in student body as the vice president in Oklahoma High School Rodeo Association and student council. His awards include the principal's AB honor roll. His plans after graduation are to become a full-time welder and a part-time rodeoer. Braden is involved in baseball, basketball, football, and track. His plans after graduation are to go to college, get a degree, and start a career in engineering or construction. Joshua Lane Lewis. Joshua is involved in football and baseball. His plans after graduation are to go to work on his grandfather's cattle ranch.
Matthew Ian Lucas. Matthew is involved in football, track, and FFA. His awards include A5 District Defensive Hybrid Player of the Year, $7,000 at Friends University Falcon Award, a $9,000 Friends University Football Scholarship. His plans after graduation are to attend Friends University in Wichita and play football. Trinity Ashley McGee. Trinity is involved in the nursing program at Tri-County Tech and works as a CNA at the Burnshaw Nursing Home. Her plans after graduation are to attend college to further her career in the medical field as a registered nurse. Riding with her is Liberty Faith McKinney. Liberty is involved in cheer and the cosmetology program at Tri-County Tech. Her plans after graduation are to attend NEO in the fall and study psychology while using her cosmetology license to work through school. Michael Leo Marin. Michael is involved in football, basketball, baseball, track, and FFA. His awards include All-Conference for 3 years in basketball and All-Conference twice in baseball. His plans after graduation are to take online classes at NEO and work until he saves up enough money to build his dream home. Victoria Jewel Marshall. Victoria is involved in basketball, cheer, low pitch softball, and NHS. Her plans after graduation are to finish Tech and start her family. Samantha McCullough. Hope is involved in HOSA, NHS, SCCLA, AP classes, NHS Vice President, SCCLA Secretary, and she's an American Red Cross blood donor. She is a white coat recipient from Tri-County Tech. Her plans after graduation are to attend the University of Oklahoma in the fall as a pre-med major and eventually start a career as a surgeon. Dallas McGill. Dallas is involved in the welding program at Tri-County Tech in wrestling. His plans after graduation are to pursue a career as a welder on the pipeline. Keith Isaac Moe. Keith is involved in football, basketball, baseball, track, choir, and NHS. His awards include a $10,000 football scholarship, a $10,000 academic scholarship, a $6,000 Southwestern College grant, and a $4,000 Cherokee Nation undergraduate scholarship. His plans after graduation are to further his education and football career at Southwestern College in Winfield, Kansas. Matthew Eugene Muse. Matthew is involved in football, basketball, and baseball. His plans after graduation are to work on the pipeline with his dad. In FFA as their vice president, football, and he is president of the senior class. His awards include an athletic scholarship and an academic scholarship. His plans after graduation are to play football at Southwestern College in Kansas. Bartley Sanders II. William is involved in AP English and at Tri-County Tech, where he is a member of the NTHS. His plans after graduation are to start a career in construction. Kaylee Hope Smith. Kaylee is involved in yearbook, softball, and basketball. Her plans after graduation are to go to Tri-County Tech to become a nail technician. The next senior that I'm going to lead is unable to be with us tonight, but I want to go ahead and share her information, and that's Georgia Schoenhorst. Georgia enjoys long walks with her mom and listening to music, and her favorite BHS staff member is Miss Patricia. Leanna Nicole St. John. Leanna has received her certification and permit from the Oklahoma Dental Foundation as a dental assistant while simultaneously completing her high school courses. Her plans after graduation are to join the workforce as a dental assistant and create a great life for her son. Dwayne Stephen Taggart. Dwayne is involved in the auto collision repair program at Tri-County Tech. His plans after graduation are to join the workforce in the automotive field. Dawson Kane Walker. Dawson is involved in SBA, SBCLA, guitar, and art. His plans after graduation are to start a career as an internal pipeline inspector. Noah is involved in baseball, basketball, and he is a blood donor for the American Red Cross. His plans after graduation are to attend Oklahoma State University and major in human resources. Graduating seniors who are foreign exchange students had to return to their homes because of the pandemic. We would like to recognize them since they were unable to be here in person. Sylvia Sophie Nelson was involved in cheerleading. She was our first international cheerleader, and her plans after graduation are to further her education in the medical field at her home in Denmark. Nora Glad Bershog was involved in softball and track and field. Her plans after graduation are to finish Norwegian High School and go to university in Norway. Congratulations to the class of 2020. The seniors are going to go down to the field at the end of Main Street to do a cap toss. If you would like to go to see that, please remember the CDC guidelines for social distancing that you all appear to be adhering to now. And thank you for coming.
And, of course, you have been listening to the 2020 Barnsdall graduation from downtown Barnsdall. It's been an awesome graduation. Come back and wrap things up right after this 90-second commercial break. You are listening to Sports.KPGM AM 1500 and FM 99.1.
Being on a septic system does not have to mean major sewage issues. What it does mean is the necessity for someone dependable to be there when you call. That call should be to Holden Septic Services. Serving 24/7 the areas of Osage and Washington counties, they service standard or aerobic septic systems, RV tanks, porta-potties, and other events. No need for the backup or sewage odors. Keep your septic healthy and clean. Call Holden Septic Services. Call 918-401-0752.
Barnsdall Assembly of God holds true to their mission of faith in loving God, each other, and their community, making sure they touch lives in and around Barnsdall, showing their faith-filled love for one another and being involved in the community, reaches deep in the hearts of selflessness. Pastor Jason Byers invites you to worship with them every Sunday morning at 10:30. Nursery provided, strong children's church, and a vibrant praise and worship team. Located at 120 North 3rd Street in Barnsdall. Congratulations to the Barnsdall Senior Class of 2020.
When you are looking for good used trucks, you want quality and durability. That's when you look to Johnny Kelly with Kelly's Trucks and More in Barnsdall. They are your source for used trucks, ranch hands, bumpers, and more. Give Johnny a call today and let him put you in the driver's seat of your next truck. Exactly what you need to get your next job done with efficiency. Kelly's Trucks and More in Barnsdall. Call 918-697-2741. That's 697-2741.
Well, welcome back one last time to downtown Barnsdall. We just witnessed an unconventional graduation, but it was a great, regardless, 99th annual commencement address for a 2020 Barnsdall class. A lot of fun. Just got to address 38 seniors from 2020. Barnsdall class graduated. Of course, class president one last time, Cash Perrier, vice president Jessica Noel Green, Allison May Maker was secretary, student council representative Emma Page Gallagher, Jaden Tyler Mackey was student council representative, and student council president was Chance McGill. Just go over the class fire. Of course, that was the gold rose. Class colors, of course, that's white and gold for Barnsdall. Class motto, take chances, make mistakes, get messy. Class song was 17 by Cross Canadian Ragweed. Class sponsors were Janice Javine, Bobby McGill. Honor ushers were Nicole Marullo and Haley Tarwater. Well, temperature 62 degrees, and the time is 8:26. And for the Barnsdall class of 2020, it's time to go celebrate. So everyone out there listening, hope you guys have a good rest of your evening. And for now, I'm going to go ahead and send things back to regularly scheduled programming on Sports Talk KPGM AM 1500 and FM 99.1.